Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Untitled, the album show with Uma and Ezra, and we're spinning some Elvis for you today.
The King!
We're playing his best album, his most complete single album, an album so great that the quality of the songwriting is resolute, and Presley takes on song after song with absolute conviction, and you're going to hear some of that power.
This album is called Elvis Is Back, and here's the first track, Make Me Know It.
You say that you love me and swear it to be true, but if you care, come over here and make me know you do it.
Come on now, make me know it.
Throw your hands short, but if you care, come over here and make me know you do. You say you've got kisses and swear that they're brand new. I think that's fine if you ain't lying, but to make me know what to do.
Come on now,
make me know it.
They go ahead and show it. I think that's fine if you ain't lying, but make me know what to do. You won't have no trouble proving it to me. Come right along and you'll find me helpful as can be. You say you wanna hold me and stick to me like glue. Well, here's deceiving, see it's believing. Make me know what to do.
Come on now, make me know it.
Go ahead and show it. I say here's deceiving, see it's believing. Make me know what to do. You won't have no trouble proving it to me. Come right along and you'll find me helpful as can be. You say you wanna hold me and stick to me like glue. Well, here's deceiving, see it's believing. Make me know what to do.
Come on now, make me know it.
Go ahead and show it. I say here's deceiving, see it's believing. Make me know what to do.
That was Make Me Know It, an Otis Blackwell composition. Now, Elvis had previously recorded the Blackwell songs Don't Be Cruel and All Shook Up, and while both are more memorable than that particular song that we just heard, this track is the perfect lively opener to this album.
I mean, if you don't love this stuff, then maybe rock and roll just isn't for you. Here you have an album that was recorded when Presley was just 25,
right,
fresh off a 2-year military stint and musically fit to burst. I mean, Elvis Is Back might be the King's greatest non-compilation LP. Wildly varied material, revelatory singing, and impeccable stereo sound.
This next track, it's another one by Otis Blackwell. It's called Fever.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Thank you. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever. When we kiss, it's fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm on fire. Fever, yeah, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare, you give me fever. With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus, Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Cats were born to give chicks fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, we give you fever. When we kiss you, fever if you live and learn. Fever till you sizzle, but what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Fever was originally recorded by Little Willie John in 1956 and perhaps most memorably by Peggy Lee in 1958, and it is the Lee version that Elvis seems most inspired by. His flawless vocals are full of character and holds together the song, which has an uncluttered production featuring bass, finger clicks, and the occasional atmospheric drum fill.
And before this album was released, remember that Elvis had been away from the music scene for nearly 2 years, and the charts were no longer full of the excitement of 50s rock and roll. In fact, they had given way to a smoother 60s sound. Elvis knew only too well that just 1 year out of the music business can kill your career. Although he had some home recordings while in Germany, Elvis hadn't recorded in a studio since June of 1958.
And while 1968 is named as Elvis's comeback year, nothing could have been more important than this first 1960 recording session.
Right.
After 18 months away, could the most famous rock and roller come back and reclaim his musical king's crown in this new smooth pop era? Think about that as you listen to this one. It's called Girl of My Best Friend.
The way she walks, the way she talks, how long can I pretend? Oh, I can't help it, I'm in love with the girl. Never end.
of My Best Friend. It's one of the more appealing pop songs of his career. It features some simple rhythm guitar work that helps to hold the whole thing together. And it's one of the few Elvis songs to actually feature an This is embarrassing to do that. Folks, we've got more music coming up from the album Elvis Is Back by Elvis Presley. Stay tuned to Untitled, the album show on BFM 89.9.
Business, finance, and music. BFM 89.9.
Hello, you're listening to Untitled, the album show. Ezra and Uma with you, and we're listening today to the king himself, Elvis Is Back. Now, this next track is something of a country ballad featuring exceptional vocal harmonies by Elvis and his army buddy Charlie Hodge. The song had been recorded by the Golden Gate Quartet in 1945, and although nothing to do with rock and roll, it's the kind of song Elvis loved to sing in private with his friends. It's called I Will Be Home Again.
I will be home again. Don't worry, dear. I'll be home again. So won't you dry the tear? The promise in your eyes will see me through. There'll be brighter skies when I come back to you.
Again. Now, there's a story about how when reporters asked John Lennon about his thoughts on the death of Elvis Presley, the former Beatle wryly commented that he thought the king died when he went into the army. And the conventional wisdom is that when Elvis returned to recording after his release from the service, he was no longer that traditional rock and roller.
Right.
And it is true that he did start recording mellower music. It's Now or Never, Are You Lonesome Tonight? Those are some great hits. Critics have noted the transformation of Elvis from hillbilly stud to church-going GI. And this discussion usually ignores what was going on in the larger culture during the same period.
Yeah, it's 1960, the year of Elvis's return. It was also the year of the first court case involving rock and roll payola. DJ Alan Freed was convicted and fined. The US U-2 plane was shot down over the Soviet Union.
Right, right.
Civil rights actions like the Greensboro sit-ins increased in the American South, and John F. Kennedy was elected president. I mean, it was a time of change, and the 25-year-old Elvis, too, was not the same as he was when he was a teenager.
We've got another track for you right now, Dirty, Dirty Feeling.
I got a dirty, dirty feeling. Dirty feelings going on. You know I almost hit the ceiling when I woke up and you were gone. I took you in when you were hungry, and now you're cutting out on me.
I hear you're pretty good at running, but pretty soon you'll slip and fall. That's when I'll drag you home with me, girl. I'm gonna chain you to the wall. You know I'm looking for you, baby.
If you consider that Presley was to sexuality what Sinatra was to sensuality, with Elvis Is Back, he kind of perfected how to work with sexuality and sensuality. Mm. He tackled everything with complete command, absolute conviction. His voice had added another octave in the years he'd been away, and his range was wide, and everything he touched, he made Elvis. This couldn't have been a bigger album for Presley, and it was made to cement his place as a mainstream pop star without precedent.
Up next, an excellent pop ballad by pianist Floyd Kramer. This is Thrill of Your Love.
I have wished for the wealth of a great millionaire. I have reached for a bright star above.
The edition of this album includes a 24-page booklet with interesting liner notes by well-known writer-musician Stuart Coleman. He writes, "When Elvis Presley entered the U.S. Army in March 1958, there were two trains of thought as to how he would be treated. Whilst many were certain that the patriotic youngster would give 110%, others were inclined to think he'd enjoy the spoils of office because he was a celebrated performer."
Right.
Now, following a gig that Stuart Coleman played with the Flying Machine in 1971 on a military base just outside Wiesbaden, Germany, journey, the former viewpoint rings truest. Upon arrival, they were advised to take good care of the stage, not so much because it was made out of glass blocks, but because it had been constructed by none other than the purposeful Private Presley.
Here's the next track, Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy, why feel blue? Don't you believe that she will be true? It's written in the blue that she was meant for lonely.
You know, that was doo-wop, Elvis style, right. Soldier Boy. We've got more music coming up on Untitled, the album show, as we feature Elvis is Back on BFM 89.9.
Business, finance, and music. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Untitled, the album show with Uma and Ezra. We're featuring Elvis Presley with the one single LP that was not like a bunch of compilations.
Correct.
Elvis is Back.
Now, this album was recorded in two sessions in March and April of 1960. The first session itself was clouded in secrecy to kind of throw the fans and media off the track, right up to the point where cars were being parked and instruments unpacked, and the assembled musicians were under the impression that they'd been booked to record with Jim Reeves.
Oh, sneaky.
This was a very half-hearted attempt to thwart the fans gathered outside the recording studio who knew full well who was coming in.
And so the March session delivered three album tracks and three single sides and a further 12 songs recorded in April. In an amazing two nights' work, Elvis recorded 18 classic tracks, including 7 gold records. Here's the next track, Such a Night.
It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was, it really was.
Such a night.
The moon was bright. Oh, how bright it was, it really was.
Such a night.
The night was alive with
stars above. Ooh, when she kissed me, I had to fall in love. Oh, it was a kiss. Ooh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss. Oh, how she could kiss. Oh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss. Just the thought of her lips sets me afire. I reminisce and I'm filled with desire. But I gave my heart to her, sweet surrender. How well I remember, I'll always remember. Oh, what a night. Ooh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. Came the dawn and my heart in her love, and the night was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss, the kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss, such a night. It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. Came the dawn and my heart in her love, and the night was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss in the moonlight. Such a night when we kissed, I had to fall in love. But I gave my heart to her, sweet surrender. How will I remember? I'll always remember. Oh, that night. Ooh, what a night it was. It really was such a night when we kissed, I had to fall in love. While she's gone, 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 yes, she's gone, gone, gone. Came the dawn, 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 and my love was gone. But before that dawn, yes, before that dawn, and before that dawn, ooh, 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 such a
That was such a night. And, you know, it features some pretty exciting vocals from Elvis, and he's clearly enjoying himself on this. The melody provides opportunities for Elvis to cut loose, and he really rises to the challenge, particularly on those high energy choruses. And, you know, I love that audible woo after the finale of
right,
it. I mean,
right?
You know, it just captures this moment in that studio.
Now, Such a Night had previously been recorded by both the Drifters and Johnny Ray, and it's Clyde McFatter's vocals on the former that Elvis seems most inspired by. Elvis had a top 20 hit with Such a Night when it was released on single in 1964.
The next track is another raucous one that sounds like little else on Elvis's catalog. It's called It Feels So Right.
Step in these arms where you belong. It feels so right. So that makes me want to go.
was It Feels So Right. You know, this album marked a shift for Elvis as an entertainer. His fans grew older, and so did he. He became a different type of entertainer. As that other musical chameleon Neil Young has noted, Russ never sleeps. And the king was no longer gone, but he had not forgotten that the most important rule for an artist is not to stay the same. His revolutionary act was to become an adult. He could have kept on making Sun Record-style music like Carl Perkins, but Elvis had bigger ambitions.
That's right. Elvis Is Back was a big success, reaching number 2 on the Billboard album chart soon after being issued. While the album yielded no hit singles, he quickly released 3 of his biggest records recorded during the same period, including the number 1 Stuck on You and the 2 ballads It's Now or Never and Are You Lonesome Tonight.
Now here's the next song, Girl Next Door Went a Walk.
Girl next door walking, she found a boy she liked. She wanted to get married, settle down in life. Girl next door and walking, she knew it wasn't right. She came home at 10:30, late every night. Girl next door and walking, she found a boy she liked. She wanted to get married, settle down in life. She didn't know love was so grand. She never took love second hand. But to my surprise, she thought that love was paradise. Girl next door and a walking, she found the boy she liked. She wanted to get married, settle down in life. Girl next door and a walking, knew it wasn't right. She came home 10:30, late every night. Oh, the girl next door in the morning, she found the boy she liked. She wanted to get married, settle down her life. She didn't know love was so grand. She never took love second hand. But to my surprise, she thought that love was paradise. Girl next door in the walking, she found the boy she liked. She wanted to get married, settle down her life. Now the two are married, settled down for life. She walks by him hand in hand, late every night. Oh, the girl next door and a walking, she found the boy she liked. She wanted to get married, settle down her life.
We're listening to Elvis Is Back by Elvis Presley. More on Untitled, the album show, BFM 89.9.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Untitled, the album show, Uma and Ezra, and we're featuring the king, Elvis Presley, with that one non-compilation LP, Elvis Is Back.
Here's the next track, it's called Like a Baby.
You gave me love to enjoy, like a bright shiny toy to a baby. I depended on you, loving baby. One thing I know, I love you. Yes, I loved you, my good baby. It was a fool's heart you took, and I fell 'cause you looked like a baby. Two lovers' ways, I was blind, 'cause I just had a mind like a baby. You're just a flirt. Baby,
like a baby. Well, it was then I could see you were playing with me like a baby.
That was Like a Baby. Now, if Like a Baby was the blues starter, mm-hmm. this next song, the album's closing track, Reconsider Baby, was the main course. This is a fantastic blues jam by Elvis and the Nashville A-Team, and arguably the finest track on the album. Boots Randolph's sax lead remains as exciting today as when first recorded, and it's this song that makes clear that Elvis really should have recorded more blues material.
Yeah, this track was recorded in one magnificent live take. It captures Elvis as he's consumed in the passion of the music and working with such a great band. And you mentioned Boots Randolph, that wailing saxophone combined with his intense vocals. It's hard to beat that.
Yeah, while Elvis was never recognized as a songwriter, his all-important contribution as an arranger and producer is perfectly demonstrated here. Here it is, folks. Reconsider Baby.
Separate this way. We've been together so long to have to separate this way. Well, I'm gonna let you go ahead on, baby. Pray that you'll come back home someday.
Play the blues, boy. Play the blues.
Just a little more time.
That was Reconsider, Baby. We can't say enough about Elvis Is Back. From his voluptuous and still untamed visage with the trace of a smile, his collar up, his hair in a pompadour and half his face in shadow, it was the look of a man presenting himself as part matinee idol and part late night reverie.
Now, the songs are all new recordings and every version is the best you'll ever hear. The truth is, Presley could sing absolutely anything. Whatever you think Presley was, what he was first and foremost was a great artist, and this is what great artists do, arrange songs from a limited catalog and sing them to a standstill. It's absolutely genius. It is the king of rock with the purity of voice, thought, skills, in charge of his recordings, picking, choosing, singing, and releasing an album that remains the definition of what it means to love Elvis Presley.
You've been listening to Elvis Is Back on Untitled. Don't forget, as always, if you missed any part of this program or just want to hear it again, download our BFM app from Apple's App Store or Google Play, and you can listen to us do this one more time. This is Untitled, the album show on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.